Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the WDW Resorts Refuge podcast, and today is all about Pop Century. I have my dad here to join in the conversation. There are 5 different areas around the resort which we are going to talk about and more. Now, before we start, I have some questions to ask, okay? The first question. There are some areas further away from the lobby. Do you like staying further away from the action in the lobby?
So, you want me to answer this question?
Yes. Oh, okay. I'll answer it too, but...
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Alright, so the question is, do I like staying further away from the lobby?
Yes.
Yes and no. It's nice to be... Okay, so it's not really quieter out there, because there's still pools around everywhere. So, unless you're on the back side of, like, the 80s building, or the back side of the 50s building, which are way out there on the edges, then you can kind of see, you're on the parking lot side, and kind of see some of the trees and whatnot back there. That is quieter. That's nice.
Yes.
However, if you like to be close to the action, which I kind of do, actually.
Yeah.
More to look at.
Yeah, and you're closer to everything, which is easier to get to.
Less walking, less time walking.
Yes.
That's my preference. I'd rather be closer to
the and then if you're... The less time you walk there, the more time you have to walk at the parks.
Yeah, and if I got my mug, going back and forth to the lobby to fill it...
So much. I do it...
Who does that?
I do it all the time when we're on vacation there. And I do... Yeah.
Grab all the mugs and go fill them up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I am. Same here. I do like staying closer to the action, unless it's the computer pool or the 50s pool, and then you have like a little quieter area, not as many people over there, and then you have more space to plan.
Yeah.
So that's what I think.
Yeah.
Another question is, what do you think of the refurbished rooms at Pop Century?
Okay, I have stayed in them.
I have.
I know. they're fresh. They're contemporary. I like the look of them. I love the pull down bed with the table.
That's cool.
We were there a few nights, and we put the bed up every night, and we used the table every night.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. The bathroom looks good. They've reduced the width of the counter in the restrooms.
Really?
Yep. So less counter space. It's okay for us. It's nice to have a little more room to be able to move around in there.
Mm-hmm. We're a family of boys. We don't have a bunch of makeup to put there.
That's right. They've opened it up under the beds.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's room under the bed.
You can store
nice. Things.
Suitcase.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a shelf by the door as you come in.
Nice.
So lots and lots of storage. I really like it.
It's nice. That's really nice. I haven't stayed there, so I can't really say anything. By the way, besides that, it looks very white and fresh. And I see the cool Mickey artwork above the bed, which I think is amazing.
You know what you also have that makes it cool, too?
Mm-hmm.
Stacy.
Yes!
Right?
Stacy. Oh, another thing that makes it cool is the laundry.
The laundry, okay.
Because it smells good.
Oh, yeah, the smell, right.
The smell of the laundry is like... 100% amazing.
Yeah.
So
Disney laundry smell.
Uh huh.
They have their own laundry.
Okay. And I looked up the laundry. Getting a little off topic. Okay.
Sorry.
I looked up the laundry smell, and they're like, you can't get this anywhere else besides Disney. I'm like, darn it. I looked up candles or scents that you could get. They don't have any scents.
No laundry scent.
No laundry scent.
Amazing.
Unless like those rare times where we're doing laundry, and sometimes I can smell the Disney laundry smell in the laundry.
I love that. You get a little whiff of something at Disney and just return to the parks.
It does. And one last question before we start is, what makes this resort different from the others? Okay, so let's start off with the deluxe resort. What makes this different? The deluxe or moderate? Say that.
Okay, well, I mean, there aren't as many amenities.
True.
Here, the pool is not as fancy, you know, we don't have the kid play areas at the pools.
But the one thing you do have here is that the pools are massive. Like at the Polynesian or Animal Kingdom, they're not as big as the, what is that, Sunflower Pool in the 60s? That thing's massive.
The Hippy Dippy Pool.
Yeah, the Hippy Dippy Pool is massive. It's not as big as the other pools in the deluxe.
Oh, it's very big.
Yes.
Yeah, the pools are very big at Pop Century. Mm-hmm. There's four of them, I think.
Three of them?
There's three or four. We're going to look at the map here in a little bit.
Okay.
And we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're really big.
Mm-hmm.
They have little sprayers at them. They have a little kiddie area that you can play. So the size of the pool is different. Amenities of the pools is different.
Mm-hmm.
Dining is different.
It's different, but it doesn't mean it's not as good.
Right, because it's just food court at Pop.
Yeah. There's no extra dining or anything. But it doesn't mean it's good. I mean, the food court there, and then obviously you can go over our animation and whatnot and get food there. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say they're bigger? It's bigger than most deluxe resorts? I mean, not moderates. I mean, like, Key West is massive, or Saratoga is massive. But.
Yeah, and Port Orleans Riverside is pretty big, too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would say this is. It might be the biggest resort on property.
Really? Pop Century?
Instead of what?
Saratoga.
Saratoga's pretty big. They do have the Treehouse Falls as well.
True.
It's a very, very big resort. So, size of the resort, so walking is comparable to other moderates, probably.
Yeah.
What else is different about it? Oh, I know what it was. Skyway.
Yes, Skyliner is, yeah, you get Skyliner there.
Skyliner.
Which is a massive amenity that you don't get at some of the deluxe or moderate resorts.
Right, that's huge. That really upped Pop Century and its popularity, even though it was already popular.
Yes, it was. How would you describe it differently from one of the other Valley resorts?
So, I would say the food is probably better.
Yeah, most of them, at least.
Mm-hmm, the food is better.
Second to best.
They're big. This one's bigger than the other, also.
Yeah.
So there's more rooms. There's more. I feel like there's more to do around the resort.
I would say it's a little nicer than the All Star resorts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little nicer. The food court and gift shop's nicer. I mean, everything around it's a little nicer than All Stars.
Mm-hmm. Feels newer, feels a little fresher.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Yeah.
Now that we're done describing? I don't know. Anyway, we're gonna talk about the 50s, okay? So the 50s, as you may know, has the, bowling pin pool?
That's right.
Yeah, it has the bowling pin pool, and it also has
the giant jukebox at
the
end of the bowling pin.
The giant jukebox. If only that worked.
Yeah.
Like in an episode of Phineas and Ferb. I watch Phineas and Ferb. It's amazing. Like an episode of Phineas and Ferb, they make a working jukebox. But yeah.
Giant one?
Uh-huh.
Very cool.
Yeah. They also have the really cool bowling pins at the end of the resorts that work at the end of the buildings that work at that work as stairs.
Yes.
Which is also very cool. And obviously, it has words at the top of the buildings to describe that era, and also dancing people also to describe that era.
What was it? Bebop.
Cool.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those are some of the stuff. I mean, what else would you say is there
in the 50s area?
Yeah.
You pretty much explained it. The bowling pin pool, they have, you know, a few other things. They got stands of bowling balls that are glued down. You can't bowl with them, so don't try. and they have,
they obviously have all this stuff for lifeguards and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And everything you want. The pool's heated. So that's
awesome. Oh, really? That's nice.
Yeah,
I guess that's a good assumption.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That's good. Even though they feel super cold, they're heated.
Yeah.
I mean, what were we gonna say?
The 50s area is really close to the left.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's just off to the left if you're going straight to the 60s, off to the left. Yeah.
Okay.
It's off to the left. Off to the right.
So, yeah, if you go out through
the back of the line,
the 50s is to your right. I'm looking at him funny. I'm like, I don't think so.
It's to the right. Oh, okay. My goodness. Okay.
What do you got? What else?
I don't really have anything for the 50s, but I would say the 60s is one of my favorite spots to be.
I agree.
Because it has the, what's the pool called again?
Hippie Dippy.
The Hippie Dippy pool. If you look up in the sky or whatnot, if you get a chance to find some pictures online, you can see like a, what is that, a sunflower?
Yeah, sunflower. Flower,
sunflower,
yeah.
Flower, yeah. And it's all very, it's very floral around that area with a bunch of flowers on the buildings and what, hippie?
Hippie, yeah, 60s was hippie.
Yeah, it's very hippie around that area. And,
yeah.
Yeah, and what are those people called?
Hippies.
Yeah, hippies. They have hippies on the buildings, and then they have the words and whatnot. They have the yo-yos at the end, right?
Yeah, yo-yos at the end of the buildings. Those are your stairways.
Yep, and then you have off to the side Goofy along with the little red car, and then a splash area in front of them.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Splash area. Mm-hmm. Fountain, whatever. You can play in.
Uh-huh. And then, obviously, they have the giant Play-Doh thing there, and other stuff.
Yes, and I think Baloo is in there too.
Yeah, Baloo and Mowgli, I think.
Mowgli, yeah.
Yeah, Baloo and Mowgli.
Baloo and Mowgli.
Yeah.
Giant.
Uh-huh.
Three-story.
Yep.
Looks very cool.
Was Tramp in the 50s? Tramp's in the 50s, right?
Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
Is, I believe so.
Okay, I got a cool thing about Lady and the Tramp, okay? So someone hand sculpted a little Tramp figure, okay? And then it was used to computer sculpt a bigger Tramp statue.
Oh, yeah?
And then that was used to sculpt the three-story high Tramp statue in the 50s.
That's really cool.
That is really cool.
So little one to bigger one to bigger one to...
Mm-hmm. Huge. Yep.
Hey,
yeah.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So now that we've described the 60s, the 70s is extremely unique because it's the only one without a pool.
Oh, can we go back to the 60s for
yes,
a second?
Yes, we can go back to the 60s.
It is right outside the lobby.
Yes.
I kind of want to mention that.
Mm-hmm. And it has the most people there, but it has the biggest pool.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
And the Petals pool bar is right outside the pool
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, sorry, you can go on now.
Back to the 70s. Okay, like I was saying, the 70s is the only one without a pool. And so, And so instead of what it has is a giant foosball table.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really cool. And don't they have checkers and whatnot around there?
Checkers, they have,
Twister?
Twister, we play yeah. Twister there, yeah. You can
play and, Twister. And across from the giant Mickey telephone, they have a giant three-wheel, what is that thing?
A big wheel.
A big wheel, it has a giant big wheel.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is it right on the door.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what was this? It was disco. That's what it was, right?
Disco.
Disco.
Disco tech in the 70s.
Yeah, so it has a bunch of disco stuff on the buildings and
moon
disco
rings.
People, moon rings, yeah. All that sort of stuff. And it's very, this area is very floral and it has a bunch of trees and whatnot for shade, which I really, really, really like.
Right, they can do that because there's no pool here.
Mm-hmm. And then, is the Rubik's Cube on the end or is there something else?
Rubik's Cube belongs in the 80s.
Rubik's Cube, so what belongs in the 70s?
I do not know.
We'll figure it out. Eventually.
Alright.
But anyway, while we figure that out, we can go on to the 80s. What's cool is that the 80s and the 90s are combined. Okay, so I have a question.
Okay, what's that?
First of all, why is there only one building for the 90s?
When was the resort built? Was it in the 90s?
It might have been. Yeah, because they put... Because when they were building this, they put back the legendary years, which we talked about later. And then they decided not to do it when tourism dropped for September 11th.
So
yeah, it was in the 90s.
The 90s were new. There wasn't as much
mm-hmm.
to look back on.
Mm-hmm.
Not as nostalgic.
Okay, now I get that, but now it is.
Yeah, I know.
But what was the 90s themed after? I know there's a giant Roger Rabbit statue there.
Phones.
Phones?
Yeah, giant cell phones.
Is that what the other thing is?
That's outside your stairs.
Oh, giant cell phones. That's cool. That's massive. Oh, is that... Oh, that's for the 90s. Okay.
For the 90s. And then outside the 80s, your stairways were...
Rubik's Cubes. That's cool. Anyway, since we're talking about the 90s, we're going to talk about the giant computer pool, which is kind of basically the 90s. Basically, there's a giant computer on the 90s building, and then the computer pool, the actual pool part is the screen, and they have a keyboard? They have a keyboard on the ground, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, and then they have, what are those things?
The thing he is referring to is what I would call a floppy disk.
Floppy disk!
We used to have those back in the 90s.
What are those?
Well, that's what you would put, save all your files on, just like a flash drive.
Like a flash drive. Yeah. That's weird.
Except that you would need like a whole room full of floppy disks. Put the same amount of data on it as a flash drive.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Everything was super massive back in the 90s, apparently.
Yeah, well, the floppy disk here in the 90s section is about two stories tall. That was not the size of my floppy disk.
If you had that big of a floppy disk, it wouldn't fit in your house.
If I had that big of a floppy disk, I could swim in a pool the size of the computer.
That would be... Yeah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. One thing I want to ask is, where's Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head?
They're right outside one of the 80s buildings.
Right outside, okay, that's cool. Right on Hourglass Lake. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
They're on Hourglass Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Facing Hourglass Lake.
Right.
Now, back to the 80s.
Oh, we're not on the 90s. Okay.
Not anymore.
Back to the 80s. What
yeah.
That?
Yeah, we skipped the 70s and we went to the 90s.
Wait,
and
let's
then
do
now
80s.
We're going back to the 80s.
Rubik's Cubes.
Oh, my friends love Rubik's Cubes.
Oh, yeah, they're big now. They came back.
Yeah. Which is insane to me, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy. What was the 80s known for?
The 80s?
The 80s.
What do you got? Walkmans and Rubik's Cubes and
all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, Roger Rabbit was.
Roger Rabbit.
The end of the 80s, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what's cool about the 80s is they either have the computer pool, and then behind that, if you're looking from the 90s building, behind that, they have a grove of trees, which I thought was really a really nice use of space because you get shade, because the computer pool isn't shaded, like, at all. So if you wanted some shade, you could go back to the trees and get some shade, which I thought was really nice.
Yeah, that's a good plan. I do like that.
Mm-hmm. Anything else about the 80s?
No.
Nothing?
About the 80s?
About the 80s.
I lived through them.
It's when you were born.
Okay. So that means they're the best.
No, the 2005s are the best.
Alright, fine.
Whatever. Now just to give you a sense of direction, I guess. So if you're walking into the lobby and you go out, is the 60s. Out of the back lobby is the 60s. To the right is the 50s. To the left is the 70s. And after you walk through there, you walk to the 80s. And then the 90s is right behind the 80s. So it's kind of tricky. And like I said, there are three pools, not four.
Three pools, that is correct.
Three pools, not four. Yeah, and then now, before we go on to the Classic Hall, I would like to talk about the Legendary Years real quick. So basically, the Legendary Years is another resort across from Hourglass Lake that Disney started building. That was to be the 1910s, 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, in the 1900s. So they started building that. It was going to be pretty identical to the Pop Century, except a little different theming-wise. But then after they put that back a couple months, and then after September 11, they decided not to do it anymore. And then they just left an empty skeleton on the other side of Hourglass Lake. So if you stayed at Pop Century and you went to Hourglass Lake, you could see Legendary Years across from the lake before they built Art of Animation. And then now it's known as Art of Animation, which is really, really, really cool.
Yeah, and they saved a couple of the buildings over there.
Mm-hmm.
The Little Mermaid rooms.
Yeah.
Are the original Legendary Years.
And then they started building the lobby. The Legendary Years lobby. So is the Art of Animation lobby same lobby?
It's pretty similar.
Okay. Because that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go inside the Classic Hall, I would like to go outside the Classic Hall to when you first arrive.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, so obviously the buses are out front. I mean, you walk in the buses. But behind that, they have towers of the 1900s in their own fonts that you would find in the decade. So in like the 1980s, it's all like techie, I guess. Like, how would you describe that? Techie,
8-bit Atari.
Yeah, that. And then it goes so forth down the line, which I think is really cool. It brings some color and something else to an otherwise blank wall. Then also, another thing that's cool is that at the bus stations, they have giant pop signs along the bus stops, and then they have them different color, which is also another thing. Another good spot of theming that you have instead of just like a blank wall, which I think is really, really cool.
Yeah, and different colors, I think, is a big big part of this resort.
Yeah.
It's very colorful.
It is very colorful, which makes it one of the best resorts.
Mm-hmm.
I also forgot about the giant sign that says Pop Century Resort, and it's the sign that you find everywhere. Like, the Pop Century Resort is the sign in front of the lobby, which is really cool. It's like a hugely massive sign that's, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So, inside is really cool. Why is inside cool, Dad? Why is inside cool?
Well, the stuff is in there.
The lobby.
The lobby?
Mostly.
Alright, well, let's talk about the lobby.
Yes, I want to talk about the lobby.
So, the lobby, the back wall of the lobby across from the desk.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the wall, spanning along the whole length of the wall, there are years. Mm-hmm. The list of years. And then under the list...
From 1950 to 2000, right?
Right. And then under the year, in some picture frames, they put memorabilia.
Are they called, like, shadow boxes or something?
Yeah, I couldn't think of the word, so I just went with picture frames.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, they filled these boxes with memorabilia from that year, and then they hung it right under the year, so you could see, well,
that's
the year you were born. Well, I could go the year I was born. Drew, you can't, but I can.
No.
And I see, oh, well, you know, yeah, and just remember, and it's just a lot of fun to walk along that wall and just see what was popular when.
That's cool. And then the floor is also colored, speaking of colors, the floor is also colored to different colors, and then has different kind of like blocks that are colored, like different squares or rectangles or triangles or whatnot, which is also really cool. And also behind the desks, there's also more pictures, with more pictures from that decade and stuff, which is another really cool thing. And then they have, this is weird, triangle skylights. Triangle skylights.
That's unique.
Yeah, and then the lobby is curved. It's kind of like a soft curve, kind of, which is another cool, really cool thing.
Right, so you kind of, it leads you around the curve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's around the corner?
Mm-hmm.
Let's walk a little further and find out.
Keep you more curious. Instead of just like a straight line. Then.
Right.
And it would be a little... But yeah.
Right.
That's cool.
I think it's one of the many Disney design things.
Mm-hmm. Another thing in the lobby is the Everything Pop Food Court. Now, it offers items from the grill, sandwiches and salads, pasta and pizza, Asian cuisine, and bakery items. And so everyone can find anything and everything at Pop, the Pop Food Court. Personally, I would personally go over to the Art of Animation Food Court and eat there. But, you know, I mean, if you need, like, a quick bite, you could come here. If you're staying here.
Yeah, it's still good.
Mm-hmm.
Art of Animation has probably a little more variety,
yep.
I would say.
Yep.
But this is still good.
Mm-hmm. And then when you're ordering, they have, on the ceiling, they have checkered tiles on the ceiling, which is a really cool thing. And then, like, where you're ordering is like a separate room from where you're seated, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it has completely different theming from where you sit and the food court where you order, which I think is really cool. My bad, it's not checkered. The ceiling is not checkered. It's like a bunch of circles on it, and then the ground is like It's like a kaleidoscope. Aha, I found it. It's a kaleidoscope on the ground, which is really cool. And then they have like these cool designs above the ordering places where you order your food, which is also really cool. You can go find that online. Anything else?
Oh, it's a lot of... There's a lot going on, a lot to look at.
Yes, there is.
That's Pop Century. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot to look at.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the things that makes this resort so neat.
Yeah, that is really cool. And then on the floor on the outside, I mean, you have the basic tables and chairs around everywhere, but the floor The floor is also very cool because it has different colors and whatnot and different shapes. That's also very cool to look at. And very different curves and circles and shapes and colors. It's very colorful at Pop Century, like we've said earlier.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. How would you rate the food?
The food,
yeah.
It's average.
Average?
I
mean, second to best from Art of Animation, which is the best value resort food, right?
I think so. Art of Animation, best value resort.
Yep.
And then Pop, and then the other also resorts are, you know, Gemini and Pop. It's good.
Yep.
It's the food court idea, so some of the lines can get long.
Well, yeah.
So if you don't want to wait in line, that does limit your choices a little bit.
Yeah.
That's inconvenient. I had a turkey deli sandwich there recently. It was very, very tasty.
Yummy.
Yeah, so it's good. The average, slightly above average.
Yeah. Speaking of the food court, it may take longer lines or whatnot, but it's like classic. It's like a classic food court thing. I mean, we have stayed there for many times on our trips to Disney, and it's one of our favorite resorts at Disney World. And so, I mean, we love it so much that, yeah, we would love to share it. And so we think that the food court is, the food court design is one of the best food court things out there because we've stayed there so much.
It's just a fun place to be.
Mm-hmm. It is fun.
It's a fun place to eat.
It is very fun.
I like the tables outside too.
Yeah,
you can bring your trays outside.
Yeah, those
outside.
Are cool. Speaking of outside, what does the back side of the lobby look like?
Well, you've got a bunch of windows back there, but just outside the windows, there's about 6 feet of sidewalk or so, 6-8 feet, and then you have the giant decade numbers.
Yeah, which is really cool. And then those are also different shapes in a style and whatnot, which is also extremely, extremely cool.
Yep, match the decade.
Mm-hmm. Another thing inside the lobby, which is the last thing, is the Everything Pop gift shop, which is really cool because it connects to the food court, which is amazing. I mean, I've never seen any other place where the gift shop connects to the food court. And it's just like one big, gigantic room, which I think is amazing. And obviously they have a bunch of stuff in there for you to buy and merchandise and whatnot. But it's one of the biggest resort, gift shops, which I think is really, really, really cool. Do you have anything else that you would like to add?
About the gift shop?
Yes, about the gift shop.
I love coming off the bus, and the bus stop is right outside the gift shop.
And then
you come home from the, you come back come home. The CSA come home. You come home from the parks on the bus, and then you walk right straight into the gift shop, which connects to the food court. So you get whatever you need, head back to the room.
That's cool.
You don't lose the feeling, the magic.
Mm-mm. And then
off that bus, I love that.
Yeah, that's really cool. Another cool thing is the sign going into the Everything Pop gift shop. So it has like two columns of stuff around it, and it's just very colorful and extravagant. The sign is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
One cool thing they have an amenity that they have is every morning at 8 in the Classic Hall, which is where?
That's with the lobby.
In the lobby, the twist plays and cast members hit the floor to twist it out and start the day right. So you play Twister, right?
The twist, the song.
The twist, that's a song?
Toby Checker. twist.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not gonna sing it. You have to look it up.
Yeah. I wouldn't expect you to sing it. And also every evening at 6, it's time to do the hustle. Which is I think is another song?
Another song, yes.
Right? Yeah, okay. So every morning at 8 is the twist. Every night at 6 is the hustle, which is very funny.
He's twisting in his chair. Trying to give him a visual.
Uh-huh. Another thing that's cool about the lobby is the arcade. Which is just inside, what is it? If you're going in from the outside of the resort, is it on the left or the right?
So if you're coming in from the pool side, the arcade will be on your left.
Okay.
If you're coming in from the parking lot side, the arcade's on your right.
And it's in the first hallway.
Right, it's in between the lobby and everything pop.
Sure. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Just making sure. And then also, obviously, the gift shop. Another thing that you can do there is the cast members do a like games in the afternoon at the Hippie Dippy Pool?
Mm-hmm.
At the Hippie Dippy Pool that we've only, well, last time I was there at Pop Century, I only recently found out, which I think is really cool. Would you like to explain some more?
The games that they play there?
Yes.
So they play bingo. Mm-hmm. They play trivia. They play some of the games I didn't participate in. The younger kid games.
Yeah, they have a whole bunch of games at the pool that is very, very cool to play.
I think they have some sing-alongs, maybe.
That's cool.
Yeah. Just interactive games at the pool.
That's nice.
For everybody.
That's nice. And then, a couple last things. They do, it's really nice to have this Skyliner there. I can't tell you how much I am excited to go see the Skyliner at Pop Century, because it's a million times better than the bus. A million times better than the bus.
Yes, it is.
Would you like to add anything else to our discussion?
I think we pretty much got it. There's a path. I've run on the path.
Oh, that goes around Hourglass Lake?
Mm-hmm. I've run on the path.
Yeah, I've walked on it, too.
It goes, you know, from Pop Century over to Art Animation, and, yeah, and then back.
Yeah, and then it doesn't go all the way around, just halfway.
It goes all the way around. Yep, so you're running through Pop Century, and then around the end of the lake into Art Animation, and then around the other end of the lake back into Pop Century.
Nice.
Yep, it's a neat path to run.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess that's everything, right?
I think that does it, yeah.
If you're listening on, RSS feed and whatnot, we are putting our podcast on YouTube, at WDW Resorts Refuge Podcast on YouTube, which will be coming out very soon, and if you're watching on YouTube, then we have our podcast on the RSS feed, right?
Absolutely.
Right. And so another thing is, if you're on YouTube, like and subscribe. And if you have any questions, please email us at waltdisneyresorts@gmail.com, or you can comment below.
If you found us on YouTube, we're also on iTunes. Also, it's Resorts Refuge Podcast.
Yes. That's everything?
That's everything.
Okay, cool. We'll see you guys later.
Thanks for joining us.
See ya.